This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro will be in the home white uniforms tonight. Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front. They've got black strips across the shoulders of the jerseys. And then on the white shorts, they've got three strips of orange trim down both sides and then three strips of orange trim around the bottom of the left leg. For the Lincolnwood Road black uniforms, classic look for the Lancers, trimmed out in the orange and the white Lancers in orange lettering across the front. Looking out at Lincolnwood right now, Cole Sidwell has a shoulder brace across his right shoulder. And, of course, Nick Andre missed Hillsboro's last game with a knee injury, but he is not showing any type of brace or any type of ill effects from that injury. So Joe Vanzo has him in the starting lineup, and we are set to roll. Gavin Matus to jump for the Toppers, and it will be Sam Herman for the Lancers, and Herman wins the tap, and we are underway here in Toppertown. Lincolnwood will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro. Hopper up top leaves it for Herman. On the curl, Goble, nice attack, but he missed the layup. Did everything there except finish. Rebound down to Drake Vogel. Bounce pass to Jace Teakin. He gets it on the baseline to Andre. Attacks, missed it. His tip won't go. Andre gets it back, fights through three Lancers, won't go. And Herman pulls it down for Lincolnwood. Good effort in there by Andre. Just too much Lancer traffic. Herman in the left corner. Up top it goes to Goble on the right wing with Hopper now. Evan Hopper leaves it off for Sidwell. Left side of the key. Back to Herman. Checked there by Bellever. Here's Goble on the left wing being guarded by Teakin. Up top between the circles, the Hopper on the right wing with Herman. 1 minute gone by, opening quarter, no score. That ball poked away from behind by the Toppers, but Jenkins able to track it down on the baseline to Herman. He pivots around. Good job by Bellever to keep him in front. Out it goes in the wing to Sidwell. Off to Goble. Dribble drive, yes, with the left-hand finish. Sean Goble has the game's first bucket. Here come the Toppers across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Lincolnwood. They tried to feed it down to Matus. Tipped and stolen. Ill-advised right there. And now the Lancers give it right back. Here is Vogel. And he gave it off to Matus. And he's going to turn it over. Stepped on the baseline. Second Topper turnover. Just underway, opening quarter, 90 seconds gone by. Lincolnwood leading 2-0. Bounce pass in the right corner. Jenkins lines up the three, missed it. Rebound down to the Toppers and Jace Teakin. Jace into the front court to the left elbow, kicks out to Andre. One dribble, pulls up, left it short, and the rebound to Lincolnwood. Here comes Sidwell. Full head of steam, now kicks it in the corner to Jenkins. Top of the key, Hopper, open for three. Missed it short, and the rebound is off the foot of Matus, picked up off the floor by Teakin. Here comes Jace into the front court. A little hesitation, bounce all the way to the rim, off the window. It's good for Jace Teakin. Coast to coast there for Jace, and we are tied at 2, 5:40 for the opening quarter. The effective hesitation bounce at the left elbow created that space for Teakin. Here's Sidwell on the left wing. Off to Herman, right side of the key. Sam Herman, the 6'4 senior, leaves it in the corner. Jenkins knocks down the triple out of the right corner pocket. His first bucket, and the Lancers lead 5-2. Here's Vogel on the attack, leaves for Andre. Nick Andre being guarded by Hopper. Leaves it on the baseline for Matus. Gavin drives baseline, kicks to Vogel for the answer. Left it short, takes a high bounce off the rim, off the top of the backboard, pulled down by the Lancers and Goble, and now we get a reach-in foul on the Toppers. First team foul, and they're going to get Drake Vogel. Sideline out of bounds for Lincolnwood in the front court, leading 5-2, 5:02 for the first quarter. Dylan Smale has checked in, 5'8 sophomore, replacing Vogel. Evan Hopper gets it off to Sean Goble. Goble picked up his dribble right as he came into the front court. Now he needs some help. Bounce pass out to Sidwell beyond the volleyball spike line. Matus with the defense there. Bellever went for the steal, didn't get it. That frees up Herman. He leaves it for Hopper. Now Hopper tries the return pass and turned it over. Herman tried to save it with the dive, but he wound up on the baseline, out of bounds. Lincolnwood's second turnover. Two unselfish that time for Evan Hopper and the Lancers. Andre in the left corner. Ball fake, drives baseline, can't get it to go. Good job by Herman to come over and alter the shot. Rebound down to Hopper. Evan Hopper spins away from trouble in the backcourt, still not across the timeline. Now he comes over. On the right wing with Bill Jenkins. Jenkins on the right wing up top to Sidwell. On the curl, Hopper, nice ball fake, but he shuffled his feet. Yep, third Lancer turnover. He had the head fake, the ball fake, and the foot shuffle all working at the same time. 4-10, first quarter, 5-2, Lancers lead. Toppers have the ball. Jace Teakin feeds the high post to Matush. Oh, Gavin fortunate to keep possession there as it was almost knocked away from behind. Off to Smail, knocks down the short baseline jump shot. Dylan Smail has his first bucket off the topper bench. 5-4 Lincolnwood. A little more than halfway through the opening quarter. Goble on the right wing. Sidwell drives baseline, blocked from behind, and free throws for Cole Sidwell. Second team foul on Hillsboro. They will get Bellever. That's his first. And Sidwell to the free throw line, the 5'11 junior, for a pair of tosses. Free throw is good. Lancers have the team shoe working. That looks slick. It's a gray Nike that has some white pieces around the shoelaces. Good looking shoe. Free throw is good. I feel like you don't see as many team shoes as they used to. It seems like that's kind of gone out of vogue. Here's Andre on the left wing. Dribble drive baseline. Forced it up. Missed it. And as he battles to get it back, he was fouled. They will get Herman with his first personal. First of the game on Lincolnwood. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Smail. Looking. Lobs it out to Drake Vogel, who's back into the action. Teakin is getting a breather. Matush off to Smail. Dylan Smail into the hands now of Drake Vogel. Top of the key off to Andre. Into the hands of Smail, left wing to Matush. In the corner to Bellever, return pass Matush, left hand finish, good for Gavin. Nice give and go right there. He used the left hand from outside the paint, high off the window. 7-6, Lancers lead with the ball, 3:05 first quarter, and an unforced turnover on Lincolnwood as Goble just simply shuffled his feet out beyond the volleyball spike line before he made his pass. Andre is out. Teakin is back in for the Toppers. 3:04 for the quarter. Herman going to get a breather for Lincolnwood, and Devin Brown has checked in, a 6'3 junior. Or has he? Did he check in properly? No. He reported to the wrong person. Now he's good to go. I think he went to the Lincolnwood book, but not to the official book. All's well that ends well. Brown is officially in the game now. 6'3 junior. Vogel, top of the key to Smail. Dylan Smail on the curl. Vogel, 4-3. Missed it off the right side, and the rebound down to the Lancers as Brown pulled it down. Into the hands of Sidwell. Top of the key to Hopper. All alone, does not take the shot. Gets it down to Brown. Pump fake, rises up. Count it, and the foul, Devin Brown. Took his time down there. Did not panic or rush himself. Nice calm move with the pump fake. And now have a chance for the old-fashioned three. Third team foul on Hillsboro. They get the foul on Bellever. That's his second, so he will sit. And Dylan McCammick checks in, a 6'1 senior. Devin Brown, free throw, good. The old-fashioned three converted for Brown. 10-6 Lincolnwood. 2:35 for the opening quarter. Down to Matush. Bounce pass across the lane to McCammick. Out to Vogel. Drake Vogel across the floor to Teakin. Jace at the foul line. Kicks on the baseline. McCammick too strong. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood. Good job by the Lancers on the defensive glass. In the front court with Goble. Sean gets in the paint. Kicks it out and tipped away. It'll stay with Lincolnwood. Wound up on the Hillsboro bench. Lincoln Wood will throw in right in front of that Topper bench in the front court. Hopper. In the backcourt it goes to Sean Goebel. Goebel comes across the timeline, 2:10 for the opening quarter. On the right wing with Sidwell. Cole Sidwell gets a ball screen from Brown across the floor to Goebel. In the corner, Jenkins for three, air ball, and the rebound to McCammack, and he was fouled. Brown came over his back. First personal on Devin Brown. Second team foul on Lincoln Wood. A minute 58 for quarter number one. 10-6, Lincoln Wood leads. They've led the entire way. On the left wing with Drake Vogel. We were tied at two briefly. Out front with Smale now. Dylan Smale puts it on the deck, turns the corner, leaves for Tekin on the left wing. Jace Tekin puts it on the floor, gets a screen from Matouche to the right elbow, kicks. Vogel for three. A round and out, no good. McCammack had the rebound, lost the rebound, and then a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Dylan McCammack. He pushed off to get that position. McCammack's first, team's fourth. Substitutions for the Lancers. Sam Herman returns, and Devin Brown will take a seat. Braxton Schmedeke going to check in, the 6'1 junior. He will replace Evan Hopper. 90 seconds for the first quarter. Matt Milberg strolling the Lincoln Wood sidelines in his eighth year with the Lancers. Joe Vanzo seated calmly on the Topper bench in his 10th year with Hillsboro. Here's Herman taking his time, spins back baseline, missed it. Good defense in there by McCammack to go straight up. On the run out, Tekin's pass led too far for Matouche, the third Topper turnover. Nick Andre returns for Hillsboro. Dylan Smale will take a seat. He gave the Hillsboro Hilltopper some good minutes here in the opening quarter. 69 seconds for quarter number one. A 10-6 Lancer lead. Sean Goebel will walk it into the front court. Tekin waits for him there in the Topper man-to-man. On the right wing, that's Jenkins. Tries to lob it down to Herman, ill-advised, turned over. Here comes Andre. Races the other way. Tried to split the double team with the bounce. He turns it over. Lancers pick it up off the floor with Jenkins. Into the front court on the baseline. That is Schmedeke, no. And the rebound down to Tekin. Jace Tekin with 39 seconds for the opening quarter. In the corner. Vogel for three. Can't get it. He's missed three triples in the quarter. And with the rebound down to the Lancers, Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 32 seconds for the opening quarter. Lincoln Wood leading Hillsboro 10-6. We'll come back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Following the Lancer timeout, they can hold for the final shot in the quarter, leading 10-6. Clock running 25 seconds for the first quarter. Schmedeke up top with Sam Herman. On the right wing with Goebel. He wanted Hopper up top. That was cut off by Andre. Now Hopper moves without the basketball. Takes the pass into the hands of Herman. 8 seconds for the quarter. Now Lincoln Wood needs to go with five. Still beyond the three-point line with three. Jenkins. And that pass is tipped by Lincoln Wood, thrown out of bounds. 3/10 of a second for the quarter. Sixth turnover on Lincoln Wood. In the backcourt, Lincoln Wood will just throw it in, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes, it is Lincoln Wood 10, Hillsboro 6. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro High School. After one quarter, Lincoln Wood leading Hillsboro 10-6. Toppers will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Hillsboro turned it over four times in the quarter and didn't attempt a foul shot. Lincoln Wood 6 turnovers in the quarter, 3-for-3 at the foul line, and they knocked down a triple. Here is Tekin for three, way too strong off the right ring, and the rebound down to the Lancers. Lincoln Wood up by four with the ball on the baseline to Herman on the right block. Spins baseline off the window, rolled off. Rebound, though, picked up by Jaden Walker, the 6'1 junior, who checked in at the quarter break. On the left block, Herman, left-hand finish, good this time. Herman's first bucket. Had great position on the right block, couldn't finish. Got that same good position on the left block and put it home. 12-6 Lincoln Wood. Andre in the left corner. Hopper struggling to find some offense here. Andre, dribble, drive, and offensive. Walker stood in and took the charge on Andre. Fifth turnover on the Toppers. First personal foul on Nick. Fifth team foul on the Toppers. Matt Milberg loved that, watching Walker stand in and take that charge. The little things. 7 minutes, first half, a six-point Lancer lead. Sedwell, a miscommunication, almost threw it away, saved by Hopper, but right to Teakin, and he's fouled on the floor. That time, the pass from Sidwell was just out of the reach of the Lancer at the top of the key. With a headlong dive towards midcourt, Hopper was able to save it in play, but right to a streaking Jace Teakin. So great hustle, it just didn't work out well at all for the Lancers. Here's Andre on the curl, rises, foul line, missed it. And again, the Toppers are one and done. Rebound down to Herman. He leaves it off for Goble. Into the hands of Hopper. On the right wing with Walker now. Up top to Herman. Sam leaves it for Hopper in the left corner. And Andre, away from the ball, goes flying. They're going to get Sean Goble with the foul there. He just had the flat discard. First foul on Goble, third on the Lancers, and that will be the eighth Lincoln Wood turnover. Gavin Matouche back on the floor for Hillsboro. McCamick will take a seat. So along with Matouche, you have Vogel, Teakin, Andre, and Bellever. On the attack now, here come the Toppers. Andre, a little dribble handoff up top to Teakin. Three-man weave action with Vogel. Handoff to Andre. Slipped, lost his footing, and Hopper right down to the floor and picks it up. Great hustle from Evan Hopper. Hopper, Herman, Walker, Sidwell, and Braden Whalen, who's just checked in, the six-foot freshman for the Lancers, and he has trouble immediately. Tipped, stolen. Teakin is fouled by Whalen. Jace goes crashing into the mat on the other end of the floor. And the freshman's stay in this game might be short-lived as Bill Jenkins right back to the table. 6 minutes for the first half. The foul on Whalen, his first, team's fourth. Free throw for Teakin, good. Jace has 3 points as Jenkins comes back in and he will replace Whalen. Whalen. 12-7 Lincoln Wood, second free throw for Teakin, good. Jace gets the pair. He has 4 for the game. The lead is 4 for Lincoln Wood. Here comes Jenkins across the timeline, leaves it for Jaden Walker on the left wing with Herman. Sam Herman up top to Hopper. Evan Hopper leaves it for Walker on the right wing. Up top to Sidwell. He wants the three ball off the heel, too strong. Fighting for the rebound, Herman and Matouche. A whistle and foul. It's going on Hillsboro's Gavin Matouche. Gavin's first, team's sixth. Next Topper foul puts Lincoln Wood to the free throw line the rest of the half. In the corner with Cole Sidwell, and that's offensive. Yep, he got the arm extended and pushed off. That was an easy call right in front of the officials. 10th turnover, first foul on Sidwell, 6th team foul on Lincolnwood. Drake Vogel comes into the front court. Gets a high screen from Matouche, turns the corner, kicks in the corner. Smale open for three, yes. Dylan Smale cans it out of the left corner. He has 5 off the Hillsboro bench. And the Toppers pull within a point, 12-11, 5:15 for the half. Hopper fighting for position. Now Herman just dribble drives himself and floats it up and in. Nice move for Sam Herman. And Hopper did a good job to kind of just clear his guy out like he was boxing him out. 14-11. Here's Matouche. Baseline way too strong. Missed it all. And the rebound down to the Lancers. Herman off to Hopper. Back to Herman now. Way out on the right wing, being guarded by Matouche. Gavin stays right with him. Into the hands of Sidwell. Down low to Hopper, all alone, lays it up and in. The Toppers lost sight of Evan Hopper. He has his first bucket. 16-11. Lancers leading. 4.5 minutes for the first half. In the right corner with Brock Bellever. Bellever, he is fouled out there. They will get Hopper. 7th team foul That puts Lincolnwood over the limit. So to the free throw line will go, I think it's Brock Bellever, who will be at the foul line for the one and bonus. 16-11 Lincolnwood. Bellever on the night has not scored. Hillsborough 2 of 2 from the foul line. Toss, good. Converting the front end of those one and ones, those become missed opportunities when you miss the first of the one and bonus. Second toss now for Bellever is good. Hit a lot of the iron and drop down. Brock gets the pair as Nick Andre returns, and he will replace Brock Bellever. A three-point Lincolnwood lead, 4:26 for the first half. Nice crowd on hand here tonight in Hillsborough. Good student section represented on the stage as well. Here's Hopper in the left corner. Evan Hopper lobs it down to Herman. Sam off to Jenkins. Back to Herman, a bounce pass right in to the midsection. Herman corrals, spins middle, left it a little bit short. Nice move, just left it short. Rebound to Andre. Here comes Nick Andre at the foul line. And offensive on Andre, as that was Evan Hopper who took the charge that time. For Andre, it's his second, team's seventh. You don't shoot free throws on offensive fouls, so it'll be baseline out of bounds for Lincolnwood in the backcourt. I think Hopper did a nice job of selling at that time. Get that man an Academy Award. 3:50 for the first half. 16-13 Lancers. Here's Hopper on the baseline. Cut off there. Slick bounce pass to Jenkins. And then Jenkins' return pass gets away from Hopper out of bounds. 11th Lancer turnover. Lincolnwood's up three. They haven't trailed in the game, but they've turned it over 11 times. So from the Lancer perspective, they could have a bigger lead than three. Smale had it jarred loose, but it went right to Nick Andre. He'll get a high screen from Matouche. At the left elbow, Andre lost it on an offensive foul. After the ball was out of Andre's hands, he kept moving forward, and Hopper took the charge again. Three fouls on Andre, two of them offensive here in the last moments. That is frustrating when you get multiple offensive fouls like that. Still a three-point Lincolnwood lead as Braxton Smedicki, check that, Braden Whelan comes across the timeline. The freshman leaves it off for Sidwell into the hands of Herman. Sam Herman up top. Hopper drives right baseline, rejected by Tekin, and Matouche is fouled as he splits the double team with the bounce near midcourt. Lincolnwood's over the limit. That'll send Matouche to the free throw line. Gavin has 2 points on the night. It will get Sidwell with his second personal. What a block from Tekin on the other end. That was almost the old-fashioned munch right there. He had his whole hand on the ball and just took it down to the floor. Devin Brown going to check in for Lincolnwood, replacing Cole Sidwell. One in bonus for Matouche, the 6'2 sophomore. Free throw is good. Gavin has three. And the Lancer lead is down to two. Gavin, wide shoulders for just a sophomore. Second toss, rattles out, no good. And on the rebound, a foul on McCamick. So we'll walk to the other end for Lancer free throws. Second personal on Dylan McCamick. Ninth team foul, so it's still one in bonus. It will send Sam Herman, the 6'4 senior, to the charity stripe. 3:02 for the first half. A two-point Lincolnwood lead, 16-14. Herman a couple of bounces. The toss is off the back iron, too strong. Offensive rebound. Hopper left-hand putback is good for Evan Hopper. Off the offensive rebound. 18-14 Lancers. Great half here by Evan Hopper. He's done all sorts of things to help Lincoln Wood. 2:40, first half. Matouche on the attack, gets into the paint, and draws the foul. They called it on the floor, but it's not going to matter because it's the ninth team foul, so it will be one in bonus. They will get it on Devin Brown, his second. 2:39 for the first half. One in bonus for Matouche. He just made one out of two at the line moments ago. Are they calling the foul on the shot and two free throws? They are going to give him two shots. They're going to call it in the act of shooting. It's only the ninth team foul, so if they called it on the floor, it'd be one in bonus. One of the officials over talking to the scorer's table right now, so we have a little bit of confusion. And they have gone back to the original call of one and one. Joe Vanza thought he was shooting. So now Matouche just left standing at the free throw line as they get this sorted out. It will be one and one for Gavin Matouche. They called that foul on the floor. I think that's the right call. You don't get NBA-style continuation in high school. Free throw for Matouche. Good. So he's earned the second toss. Lincoln Wood leading Hillsboro 18-15, 2:39 for the first half. Second free throw, good. That one was pure, didn't even touch a single part of the iron. Matouche out, Bellever back in for the Toppers. 18-16 Lincoln Wood, 2:35 for the first half. Here comes Whalen across the timeline. Working against Smale, leaves it off for Braxton Schmedeke. Top of the key to Walker. On the right wing with Whalen. Top of the key to Herman. Sam wants the three, a rounded out, no good. Nice rebound, Brock Bellever and the Toppers. Gets it off to Tekin. Here comes Chase, he palmed it, yep. Ninth turnover on Hillsboro. He got his hand underneath that basketball and let it rest in his hand, a little cradle. Easy call for the official there, ninth Hillsboro turnover. Bellever right back out of the ball game. McCamick checks back in. 2-point Lincoln Wood lead. We approach the 2-minute mark of the first half. Whalen picked up his dribble in a bad spot and it's turned over. He had nowhere to go. 12th Lincoln Wood turnover. What a pass. Tekin's layup is good. My goodness. Drake Vogel threw about a 40-foot bounce pass through traffic. That was amazing. That was steal by Smale. Game tied at 18. Tekin oops it up, missed it. And the rebound down to Jaden Walker, and Matt Billberg wants a timeout, doesn't like the last sequence. 1:44 for the first half. Hillsboro and Lincoln Wood tied at 18. We're back to Toppertown following these messages. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro. Megan Cordy back in our studios producing this high school basketball action on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. The Toppers have clawed back and tied it at 18, 90 seconds for the first half. Lancers have the ball. Herman on the left wing. Walker had to go through his hands, and it's going to be picked up off the floor by Hopper. He got there before Matouche. Now a block on Hillsboro. That's a tough whistle if you're Hillsboro right there. Tekin was just standing, feet planted, contact created by Hopper, and the foul called on Jace, his first, team's 10th, so double bonus for the Lancers. 1:19 for the first half. Evan Hopper's free throw is good. 5 points for Hopper, all here in the second quarter. Of course, look out there for Lincoln Wood. You got a great soccer player in Hopper, a great golfer in Herman. Second free throw for Hopper is good. He gets the pair. 6 for Evan. Back to a 2-point lead for the Lancers. 1:15 for the half. Vogel to Smale for three, back rimmed it, and the rebound down to Schmedeke for Lincoln Wood. Into the front court, off to Hopper out of that volleyball spike line. Final minute, first half. Schmedeke drives baseline, had it poked away from behind, picked up by Herman, heart of the lane, and he's fouled. They will get McCamick on the personal. That's going to be Dylan's third. Team's 11th, and two more free throws for the Lancers. They are 5 of 6 at the stripe here in the first half. Sam Herman has 4 points. He's 0 for 1 at the line. Make it 1 for 2 as he converts that toss. Belliver returns. McCamick sits. Second free throw for Herman could give Lincolnwood a 4-point lead with 56 seconds for the first half. Toss is off the heel, hit the rim a second time, and kicked out. And on the rebound, a foul on Lincolnwood's Jaden Walker. And when you're over the limit, that is not what you're looking for in the final minute of the half. Two free throws for Hillsboro. It'll send Gavin Matouche to the foul line. Gavin, 3 of 4 at the stripe. He has 5 points. A 3-point lead for Lincolnwood. First for Matouche is short. Goble returns. Taking a seat will be Bill Jenkins. Matouche. Free throw, good. Gets 1 out of 2, 6 points for Gavin. 2-point lead for Lincolnwood. 50 seconds for the half. See if the Lancers want to hold for the final shot. A lot of time to try to work off. Run some good offense, and if you get something early, you take it. 40 seconds for the half. Teakin into the passing lane, but couldn't corral it. Tipped back to Goble. Into the hands of Herman now. Half a minute for quarter number two. Out front with Schmedeke on the right wing with Walker beyond the three-point line. Up top to Hopper. 23 seconds for the half. Evan Hopper had it poked away by Schmale. It'll stay with Lincolnwood. Hopper will throw in right in front of our broadcast position, stage side here at Hillsboro. Gets it right in to Herman. 18 seconds for the half. Sam Herman working on Matouche. Between the circles. Oh, he just had the ball slip out from his hands. Picked up by Matouche, and he draws the foul on Herman. That was like a slick basketball right there. It just slipped right out of Herman's hands. Matouche did nothing except stand there, picked up the ball, and went the other way. That is unfortunate for Lincolnwood. Slippery ball. 8.5 seconds for the first half. Free throw for Matouche is no good. Gavin's missed 2 of his last 3 free throws. Had a chance to tie it. Now the best he can do is pull Hillsboro within 1. Bill Jenkins has checked back in for Lincolnwood. Walker takes a seat. Second free throw for Matouche is good. Gavin gets 1 out of 2. 21-20 Lincolnwood. They will have the final shot of the half. Clock running 6 seconds. Goble at midcourt with 5 seconds. Between his legs with 3. In the corner, back to Goble, rises, good if it goes, it will not. And at the half, it is Lincolnwood, 21, Hillsboro, 20. Time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios, and Megan will have a busy night tonight. She'll have game 2 of our doubleheader as well. That'll be Carlinville at North Mac coming up next here on FM 106. Lincolnwood starts the second half with a 1-point lead. They will have Sean Goble, Cole Sidwell, Evan Hopper, Sam Herman, and Will Jenkins on the floor. For the toppers, Jace Teakin, Drake Vogel, Nick Andre, Brock Belliver, and Gavin Matouche. Lincolnwood gets the basketball to start, and here we go. Second half underway, man-to-man defense for the toppers. Sidwell way out on the left wing. Back door goes Hopper, rises up, gets over Andre, but can't finish the play. And Teakin picks up the rebound. Quick outlet to Vogel, has it bounce off the back of his head, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers, though, as Jenkins was on the sideline. Jace Teakin will throw it in. Off to Vogel. Drake Vogel right back to Jace. Right wing with Andre. On the slash as Belliver gets it to Teakin. Jace rises up, yes, for Jace Teakin. And the Toppers have their first lead of the night, 22-21. We were tied at 2. Other than that, Lincolnwood led the entire way in the first half. Hopper goes back door. What a move, and he lays it up and in. 8 points for Hopper. That was a beautiful backdoor cut from the heart of the lane. Lincolnwood right back in front, 23-22. Andre on the right wing, crossing over, nowhere to go. Gets it off to Vogel. Return pass to Andre in the hands of Tekin now in the right corner. Jace works away from the screen, now cut off into the hands of Andre. Off to Vogel. Beliver now, top of the key with Andre. Nick Andre leaves it for Tekin on the right wing into the hands of Vogel. Drake wears the long white sleeve shirt under the jersey. Leaves it off for Beliver. Andre, left side of the key, wants to cross over, gets the rim, left-hand layup, missed it. Did everything except finish. Here's Sidwell, dangerous pass, had no chance of getting through. Picked off by Vogel. Drake, oh, what a Euro step! The layup is good for Vogel. Fancy, fancy, fancy. 24-23. Toppers with the lead, 6:15 for the third quarter. Goebel into the front court, leaves it for Sidwell. Cole Sidwell on the right wing. On the baseline with Herman. Sam Herman will bounce it back beyond the three-point line, working on Matouche. Into the hands of Sidwell. Off to Jenkins. Driving baseline is Goebel. Into the hands of Hopper on the right baseline. On the curl, Sidwell rises up. Wild shot, missed it. Good contest from Beliver. Down to Tekin. Jace Tekin. Off to Vogel. Drake Vogel drives baseline, cut off, bounce pass out to Jace. Right back to Drake. Vogel at the foul line, rises up, left it short, might have been partially blocked there by Goebel. And the rebound almost stolen away as Matouche gets tied up. His arm's caught, and hopefully Gavin's okay. His arm got caught under Sam Herman. Gavin wound up on the floor, and they're going to call the foul on Sam Herman. They're going to say that Herman knew that Matouche's arm was in there, that he locked him and pulled them down. I think that's a good call. Not a call you see made a lot of times, but I think that is the proper call. As Matouche had his arm stuck in there and Herman just pulled him down. So he will sit with his third foul. Devin Brown in. Tekin on the baseline, gets it into Vogel, top of the key. Drake, handoff to Matouche. Gavin splits the double, stripped, fouled. Two free throws for Gavin Matouche. Good, strong take that time from Gavin. Let's see who they get the foul on. They will get it on Devin Brown. That's his third. He just replaced Herman, who picked up his third. Free throw for Matouche. Good. Gavin has 8 points. He's been busy from the foul line tonight. Has just one field goal. Everything else at the charity stripe. A two-point lead for Hillsboro, their biggest of the night, 25-23. Free throw, good. 9 for Gavin, a three-point lead for the Toppers, 5:20 to play third quarter. Sean Goebel trots into the front court on the right wing with Sidwell. Right side of the lane with Hopper spinning. Left hand is good for Evan Hopper. Very nice move with a soft touch. He's into double figures with 10. A one-point Hillsboro lead. Here's Beliver. Almost had it stripped by Sidwell. Gets it off to Vogel. Drake leaves for Tekin. Jace rises up. 15-footer off the heel. Too strong. Rebound down to Jenkins for Lincolnwood. 4:45, quarter number three. A one-point Topper lead. Lancers have the ball. In the corner, Jenkins long two. Yes, Will Jenkins had a foot on the line. He has 5. And Lincolnwood back in front, 27-26. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. In the right corner with Beliver. He'll get a screen from Tekin. Now Jace rolls, has it on the baseline. Back to Beliver. Open for three. Yes, Brock Beliver rattles it home. 5 for Brock. Good two-man action there between Beliver and Tekin. 29-27 Hillsboro, 4:10 third quarter. Here's Sidwell on the right wing. Up top it goes to Jaden Walker. Walker being guarded by Beliver. On the left wing, Jenkins. This is a three, rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Tekin. Jace pushing into the front court. Gets to the rim, kicks out to Vogel. Drake off to Beliver. Back to Tekin. Jace on the dribble drive curl. What do we have? Offensive on Jace Tekin. 10th turnover on the Toppers. And for Jace Tekin, that'll be his second personal. First foul of the half on the Toppers. And Vogel will take a seat for Hillsboro. Dylan Smale back into the action. A two-point Hillsborough lead. Lancers led by four after one, by one at the break. Now Hillsborough up two. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Goble working against Tekin. Gets down to the right block, now kicks out to Walker. Off to Sidwell in the corner to Hopper. Spins away from Andre, and that's offensive on Evan Hopper. They're going to say he extended that arm out. That was right in front of Matt Milberg. He did not like the call. We'll put it that way. Third team foul on Lincolnwood. Goes down to their 16th turnover. Had a lot of offensive fouls here tonight. Dylan Smale almost wasn't ready for that pass. He got his head turned around just in time. Here's Andre, and he is fouled on his attack. They're going to get Hopper on the reach around. That's the third on Evan Hopper, fourth on the team. Sam Herman at the table. He's going to check back in. He's playing with three personal fouls, and he'll replace Evan Hopper. So you've got Herman and Hopper and Brown all with three fouls. Topper stack everyone left side of the lane. Tekin gets it into Matus. Oh, rejected by Goble, but it goes right to Bellever. Oh, Goble elevated big time to swat that shot away. Here's Tekin on the left wing. On the curl, off to Smale on the right wing. Inside of 3 minutes for the quarter. Down to Matus. Tough catch, rises up, blocked by Herman from the weak side. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsborough. Well, good job on this sequence by Goble and Herman to elevate and block Matusha's shot. Gavin will take a seat, and Dylan McCamick will check back in, the 6'1 senior. Baseline out of bounds. Tekin gets it in. Smale open for three, missed it, and the rebound to Sam Herman and Lincolnwood. Herman wants to push into the front court. On the right wing, cut off there, picks up the dribble, pivots around, needs some assistance. Gets it away to Braxton Schmedeke. Schmedeke gets past Smale, had it stripped away, gets it back, now leaves it for Sidwell. Herman beyond the three-point line into the triple threat. Drives baseline, and Herman was fouled on the floor. Second foul of the half on Hillsborough. They will get McCamick. That's his fourth. Andre is checking out, and Drake Vogel checking back in. Baseline out of bounds for the Lancers. And it goes to Herman. Thinking about the three, instead puts it on the floor. One dribble, pulls up, left it short. Gets his own rebound, rejected and fouled by Jace Tekin. That's three on Jace. Third foul of the half on Hillsborough. Foul trouble mounting on both sides. Three on Tekin, three on Andre, three on McCamick. At the free throw line, Sam Herman, the 6'4 senior. 5 points tonight. He's one of three from the foul line. Toss is no good. Lincolnwood now 6 of 9 overall at the foul line. 2:19 for the third quarter. A 2-point Hillsborough lead, 29-27. Herman misses the pair. The rebound down to Bellever, and he's fouled. Walker went over his back. Fifth team foul on Lincolnwood. They will get, I do believe, Walker over the back. Now the scorer's table is asking the official to come over. They didn't catch the signal. Pretty sure it was Jaden Walker, and it was. A 2-point Hillsborough lead. Drake Vogel into the front court. Gets a ball screen from Matus. Works right side. Smale, corner pocket. Missed it. And the rebound down to the Lancers. Sidwell will bring it across the timeline. Quick pass ahead to Goble. Sean, dribble drive. Layup up, under, and good for Sean Goble. He has four, tied at 29. Final 2 minutes, third quarter. Here comes Drake Vogel. All the way to the rim. Offensive on Drake Vogel. That's his second. Turnover number 11, team foul number 4. Vogel got the bucket to go, but he's whistled for the offensive foul. A minute 48 for the third quarter. The charge, that's the call of the night. There's been a lot of them here. here this evening. 100 seconds, third quarter, tied at 29 after Lincolnwood led by one at the half. Out front, Sidwell gets it away to Goble. He lost it on the attack. 17 Lancer turnovers. Here's Tekin, kicks to Drake. 4-3, around and out, no good. Rebound down to Walker for the Lancers. 80 seconds for the quarter. Goble discards Matouche, comes into the front court. Off to Walker between the circles. He's holding top of the key, leaves it now right wing for Sean Goble. Goble, top of the key to Will Jenkins. Off to Walker. Top of the key to Herman. Sam puts it on the floor, spins middle. Nice move, but can't get the finish. And the rebound down to Tekin. 55 seconds for the third quarter. Chase had his pocket picked. No one yelled Wolf. He never knew they were behind him. Here goes Goble, missed the layup. Good job by Belliver to get in the way. Ball loose on the floor. Tekin is tied up with Herman, and the Toppers have it on the arrow. And Jace had no idea the defender was behind him. My old coach at Bunker Hill, Coach Lofko, he said, you yell Wolf. You don't have time to yell look out. Yell Wolf. Wolf means danger. 29-29 our score, 40 seconds for the third quarter. Vogel into the front court. He's going to rise up from 18. Yes, for Drake Vogel. He knew what he was doing the entire time. He had that in his mind. He was putting it between his legs multiple times as he came across midcourt, just sizing up his defender, and he put it right in his eye. 31-29 Toppers, 20 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Walker, top of the key. On the right wing with Sidwell. On the baseline with Herman. 10 seconds for the quarter. Sam Herman leaves it for Goble with five out of the volleyball spike line. He needs to go. Jenkins in the right corner with two. Herman muscles up at the buzzer. Yes, for Sam Herman. That's a good possession to end the quarter for Lincolnwood. After three, we've decided nothing. Lincolnwood, 31. Hillsborough, 31. We'll come back with the Money Quarter following these messages on WSMI. Money Quarter time. Hillsborough won the third quarter 11-10. We are tied at 31. Nice possession at the end of that quarter by Lincolnwood. They took their time and eventually got it down to Sam Herman on the right block with 2 seconds, and he put it up and in at the horn. Lancers get the ball to start the fourth. Good ball game here tonight. Hillsborough looking for their first win of the year. As fouled was Sidwell as he drove the right baseline. They're going to get Drake Vogel. That's his third, so he's now in the party of three fouls. Tekin, Andre, Vogel, and McCamick. It's getting to be crowded. Down to Herman, and he got it to go off the right block. Didn't use the window, hit the front of the rim, bounced high and went down. 9 for Herman, including the last 4, and a 2-point lead for the Lancers. Here's McCamick. That pass was tipped, so Vogel can go in the backcourt to retrieve. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. 33-31 Lincolnwood. Andre out front. Works away from the McCamick screen. Hands it off to Dylan Smale. Smale had trouble with it. Able to maintain. Gets it off to Andre. Nick Andre has not scored tonight. Rises up. Now he has. Right in the front of the rim. He lays it up and in. First bucket. Ties it up at 33. 7 minutes for the game. Goble comes across the timeline. Leaves it for Jenkins. On the block to Hopper. Kicks it back to Jenkins. Into the hands of Herman now. Left side of the key. Right side of the key with Goble. Into the triple threat position. Up top to Hopper. Down to Herman. Ill-advised. That was in traffic and it's stolen by Smale. Tries to outlet it and can't get it up far enough and is picked up off the floor by Herman. Down to the Lancers. Goble, he lays it up and in. Sean Goble with 6 and Lincolnwood back in front, 35-33. Smale did a good job to get that steal initially but then tried to do a little bit too much with a tough outlet pass. Ended in a turnover and an eventual bucket for the Lancers. Lincolnwood leads by 2, 6-10 for the ball game. Andre going to dribble into a 16-footer. Yes, for Nick Andre. And for the Toppers, they would love for the final 6 minutes to be Andre time. 35-35, Lincolnwood with the ball. Out front, Goebel being guarded by Andre. Nick staying right with him. He flopped there. Goebel's going to attack, and he missed the layup. Rebound, Sidwell, blocked and fouled by Vogel. That was a good no call on that Andre flop right there. So for Vogel, he now has four personal fouls at the free throw line. Cole Sidwell. Cole, 2 points, a pair of free throws in the first quarter. Lincolnwood 6 of 10 at the foul line for the game. Toss good. That puts Lincolnwood back in front, 36-35. Vogel will have to sit with those four personal fouls. Jace Tekin returns. Tekin, Smale, Andre, Matouche, and McCamick for Hillsboro. Lincolnwood has Walker, Goebel, Herman, and at the free throw line, Sidwell. Also Evan Hopper. Second free throw is good for Sidwell. He's hit all four of his tosses tonight. And Lincolnwood back in front, 37-35. 5:40 for the game. Here's Andre. Bouncing right side of the key. Working on Hopper. Hesitation, lost the dribble. And it's going to be picked up underneath by Matouche. Gavin draws the foul. Gavin was right place, right time. That ball, after Andre lost it, somehow got through three different Lancers' legs, rolled right to Matouche. The foul on Walker, his third. Matouche will get two tosses. Gavin on the night, 9 points. Free throw, good. He's 8 of 11 from the free throw line, is Gavin Matouche. This to get the game knotted at 37 with 5:29 to play. Walker out for Lincolnwood. Braxton Schmedeke back on the floor. One of the officials giving Lincolnwood a hard time. They were trying to figure out who they were guarding, so he was holding off on giving the ball to Matouche. Second free throw, good. Gavin has 11, and we are tied at 37. Some of the conversations you hear every once in a while between the officials and the players are comical. The officials do such a great job of controlling the game and keeping the mood light when it's required. Blocking foul on Jace Tekin. Now he has four. Seventh team foul. And Lincolnwood will be at the free throw line the rest of the half as Hillsboro's over the limit. Jaden Walker to the table. He's going to check right back in, replacing Braxton Schmedeke. 37-37. Goebel at the free throw line has not attempted a foul shot tonight. One in bonus. Toss is good. Hit the front rim, crawled through. Goebel now has 7 points and a 1-point lead for Lincolnwood, 38-37. This for a 2-point lead for the Lancers. Goebel's toss is good. Goebel has 8, 39-37 Lincolnwood, 5:15 for the game. Jace Tekin into the front court. In the corner goes to Belliver. Tekin on the curl. The pass was behind him, turned over. Here comes Sean Goebel. Goebel to the foul line, to the rim. Layup is good with the left hand. Sean Goebel has 10. That was nifty. And now Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. 4:59 for the game. Lincolnwood 41, Hillsboro 37. We're back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. So a little 4-0 spurt for Lincolnwood here, thanks to Sean Goebel. He knocked down a couple of free throws and then had a beautiful left-hand finish at the rim that prompted the Hillsboro timeout. A 4-point Lancer lead inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Vogel will hand off to Nick Andre. Hillsboro 0-5 on the year in desperate need of that first win. Overtime loss to Shelbyville. Losses to Oakville and Woodlawn mixed in there at that Kakaskian Classic as Andre drives, missed it at the rim, and it's out of bounds off of Hillsboro. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. 4:41 for the ball game. Substitution at the table. Will Jenkins will check in, replacing Jaden Walker. Joe Vanzo getting an explanation. He did not care for that last call. Thought maybe it was off of Lincolnwood. He said his piece, and it'll be Lancer basketball. 4:41 to play. Sean Goble will take his time into the front court for the Lancers. Met there by Dylan Smale. Bounce pass to Jenkins, and he traveled. He didn't catch it cleanly, and so he took that little extra shuffle step as he tried to corral it. 19th Lincolnwood turnover. Hillsborough's turned it over 14 times. 4.5 minutes to play. 41-37 Lincolnwood. Hillsborough has the ball. They need a good possession here. Top of the key with Smale. Dylan Smale leaves it for Vogel on the right wing. Drake going to rise for three. Missed it badly. Rebound off of Matouche. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. Tough shot for Drake Vogel there. One pass into contested three. Here comes Goble. He'll be checked by Smale in the topper man-to-man. Sean Goble. Good, strong dribble. Leaves it for Hopper. Down to Herman. Good position. Blocked in there by Matouche. Out of bounds off of Hillsborough. It'll stay with Lincolnwood. Schmedeke returns for the Lancers, replacing Jaden Walker. Exactly 4 minutes for the ball game. Baseline out of bounds for Lincolnwood and Evan Hopper. Looking, gets it in. Herman. Corner three. Left it short. That would have been huge. On the rebound, a foul on Nick Andre. That's his fourth. Hillsborough's over the limit. That'll send Evan Hopper to the free throw line for the one in bonus. Jaden Walker returns, replacing Schmedeke. And for Hillsborough, Jace Teakin is coming back in. He'll replace Dylan Schmale. Hopper on the night, 10 points. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. A 4-point Lincolnwood lead. One in bonus. Toss good. Lincolnwood getting it done from the free throw line tonight. 5 of 5 here in the quarter. 11 of 15 for the game. Toss good. A dozen for Evan Hopper. A 6-point lead for Lincolnwood, their biggest of the second half. After the Lancers led the entire first half, we've been back and forth here in the second half. 43-37 Lancers. Andre on the attack. Hangs, can't hit, gets the rebound, and he'll have free throws. Good second effort that time from Nick Andre. Well, he can get off the floor good, and he just seems to be able to hang in the air as long as necessary. The foul is the fourth on Sam Herman. Andre at the line. Toss is good. Nick Andre has 5 points all here in the quarter. Makes it 43-38. Lincolnwood leads. 3:40 to play. Walker is out for Lincolnwood. Schmedeke back in. Matt Milberg going offense for defense with those two. Second toss for Andre is good. He has 6, 43-39. Still a 2-possession game. 3.5 minutes to play. Goble into the front court on the right wing with Sidwell. Cole Sidwell trapped in the corner, and Matt Milberg recognized it and got the quick, smart timeout. 3:28 to play in the game. Lincolnwood 43, Hillsborough 39. Timeout on the floor. Back to Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. Following the Lincolnwood timeout, when Hopper was trapped in the corner, the Lancers get it in out of the deep corner to Goble. 3:20 to play in the ball game. Every possession is critical now. On the left wing with Goble. Up top with Hopper. On the right wing, Herman. Top of the key to Schmedeke. Swings it to Hopper on the left wing. Top of the key now with Sidwell. Cole Sidwell finds Goble in the left wing. Lancers taking their time. They don't have to be in a hurry at all. And a foul on Matouche. She went for the steal. Almost got all ball, but he raked Herman across the wrist. For Matouche, that's his second, ninth team foul, so still one in bonus. Walker in, Schmedeke out for the Lancers. 43-39, Lincolnwood. At the free throw line, Sam Herman has 9 points. Toss good. The front end conversions are big in the final minutes of the ball game. Every point matters throughout the game, but everything gets a little more magnified at this point. Second toss, good. Herman gets both. He has 11. And he's going to check out, and Devin Brown will check in. Herman playing with 4 fouls, so Mount Milberg does not want him to pick up number 5 on the defensive end. 2:50 to play, 45-39 Lancers. Vogel at the left elbow, kicks to Bellever, top of the key to Matouche. Gavin back to Brock, into the hands of Andre, top of the key. Nick Andre will work right side, cut off there, top of the key to Bellever. 2.5 to play. Vogel off to Tekin. Jace, dribble drive, lost the handle, picked up off the floor by Sidwell and the Lancers. 2:25 to play. Out front with Goble. In the corner it goes to Walker. Down on the block to Goble underneath, kicks to Hopper. Ball fakes the three, back to Goble now. Bounce pass to Brown, 2:10 to play. A 6-point lead for Lincolnwood, they have the ball. Here's Brown, bounced it once, picked it up, needs some help, bounce pass, finds its way home to Sidwell. Cole Sidwell, down to Hopper, right block, count it, and the foul, Evan Hopper. 14 for Hopper, and a free throw coming. What a great offensive possession for Lincolnwood. Good ball movement, they showed the patience, and then they got the type of shot they were looking for right at the front of the rim. Hopper's 4 for 4 at the line. And make it 5 for 5. He has 15 points. Biggest lead of the night for the Lancers. 48-39. Inside of 2 minutes to play. Bellever for 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Walker. Boy, Hillsborough's been one and done a majority of the night. Sidwell was in trouble. And Matt Milberg going to use a timeout. 103 seconds to play. Lincolnwood in control. They lead Hillsborough 48-39, and they have the basketball when we come back to Hillsborough following these messages. The Lincolnwood Lancers have finished strong here tonight. This game was tied at 31 after three quarters. It's been all Lincolnwood here in the fourth. They lead it 48-39, 103 seconds left. Lancers have the ball. Hopper gets it into Herman. He's got a breakaway against Matouche and draws the foul. Lincolnwood had everybody lined up in the backcourt. Herman went towards their rim, and the toppers were caught there as Herman had a runaway. The foul on Matouche is his third, 10th team foul, so it's two free throws the rest of the way for Lincolnwood. It's for a 10-point lead. Good. Herman has a dozen. 3 Lancers in double figures. Hopper with 15. Herman has 12. 10 for Sean Goble. They've all had their moments here in the fourth quarter. Free throw good for Herman. He has 13. Remember, Herman hit a big shot at the end of the third quarter to tie it up at 31. The Lincolnwood had a little bit of the momentum heading into the fourth, and they have taken all the momentum as this quarter's moved along. 95 seconds to play. Hillsborough's in a peck of trouble now. Vogel for 3, got to have it, can't get it. Offensive rebound, Schmail across the floor. Tekin, baseline jumper, left it short. 2 Lancers fight each other for it. It's out of bounds, and it will belong to Hillsborough. Minute 26 left. Schmail on the baseline, gets it into Tekin. Off to Vogel. Drake Vogel drives towards the left block, and he's fouled. 1 in bonus for Drake Vogel. Clock will stop with 82 seconds to play. They will get Sidwell on the personal. That's his third. Herman and Schmedeke to the table for Lincolnwood. They will check in, replacing Brown and Walker. 50-39 Lincolnwood. Drake Vogel at the free throw line. He has not been there yet tonight. He has 4 points. Toss is no good. Spun out. Rebound down to Hopper for the Lancers. And a foul in the backcourt on Matouche. It'll send Sean Goble to the free throw line. So Hillsborough going to have to hope Lincolnwood misses some free throws here. That's not something they have done a whole lot of tonight. They have not missed a free throw here in the fourth quarter. They are 10 out of 10 here in the money quarter. Hard to catch a team when they make their foul shots. And there's the announcer jinx for you as that one rattles out on Goble. Never fails. It obviously has nothing to do with it, but man, sometimes the circumstantial evidence sure makes you think that it does. Second free throw for Goble. Got that one. 11 for Sean Goble. An 11-point lead for Lincolnwood. Dangerous pass from Teakin found its way to Bellever. Up top with Matouche. 70 seconds. Teakin for three. Yes. Chase Teakin buries the three. He has 11. And a quick timeout for Joe Vanzo and the Toppers. 67 seconds to play. Lincolnwood 51. Hillsborough 42. Back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Lancers get it in, and quickly fouled is Sean Goble. Ethan Lentz whistled for the personal there, the 5'7 sophomore. That'll send Goble to the free throw line. He has 11 points on the night. 63 seconds for the game. 51-42 Lincolnwood. Free throw for Goble is no good. He's missed two of his last three. McCamick out, Matouche back in for the Toppers. Both teams have been dealing with foul trouble all night long. Herman's playing with four. That free throw is no good. Missed the pair. Toppers have a little life. 51-42, final minute of the ballgame. Vogel lost his footing, gets it away to Teakin. Jace rises for three. Yes, he got it again. Back-to-back triples for Jace Teakin. And with the missed free throws, all of a sudden a six-point game. 52 seconds left. Lincolnwood 51, Hillsborough 45. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages. Lancers get it in. Goble quickly fouled. 50.8 for the ball game. As Sean missed two free throws his last time, Teakin came down and buried a three. Lincolnwood makes their free throws here in the final 50 seconds. They'll be tough to catch. Two free throws, Hillsborough's in the double bonus. Free throw, good. A dozen for Sean Goble. Makes it 52-45. This is a big one for the Lancers. Make it eight. It's already a three possession game. Second toss for Goble. Rattles out, no good. Rebound to the Toppers. Here comes Teakin in the corner to Smale. Dylan Smale rejected and fouled by Braxton Schmedeke. That is not what Lincolnwood was looking for there. That was going to be a tough shot from Smale. And the foul goes on Schmedeke. Two free throws for Dylan Smale. A 7-point lead for Lincolnwood. 44.4 seconds for the ball game. Dylan has 5 points tonight. Free throw is no good. Too strong. Ethan Lentz and McCamick return for Hillsborough. Matouche and Vogel out. Matouche and Vogel both have four fouls, so Joe Vanzo does not want them on the floor when they have to give a foul. Second free throw for Smale. Oh, my goodness. Hit off the back rim, died, and went through. And now a quick foul on Evan Hopper. That ball hit right off the back rim, didn't bounce at all, just deadened right on the rim and went down. That foul on McCamick is his fifth. That'll get Matouche back in the ball game. Evan Hopper to the free throw line on the night. Evan Hopper, 15 points, and he is 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. These are big tosses here. One make to make it a three-possession game. 43 seconds to play. We were tied at 31 after three. Lincoln Wood got their lead up to as much as 11 here in the fourth. Sits at 6 right now. Free throw, good. Evan Hopper with 16 points for the Lancers. 53-46. 3-possession game. Second toss, no good. Rebound down to the Toppers. They must go quickly. In the corner to Smale, didn't catch it cleanly, took his eye off of it and turned it over. He was thinking about the three-point shot before he caught the basketball. Costly turnover for Hillsboro, their 16th of the night. That's the biggest one. 37.9 for the game. In it goes to Sam Herman. They don't want to foul him, or Matouche doesn't want to foul him. He's got four. Lentz comes for the foul, missed him, and now they will get the foul with 30 and a half seconds to play. A lot of time went off the clock there. 53-46 Lincoln Wood. Lancers look like they're going to survive this late Topper run. The foul on Dylan Smale, his second. Free throw for Herman, no good. Lincoln Wood was a perfect 10 for 10 at the free throw line. Since that time, they have missed five of their last six, I believe, is the count. Second toss for Herman. That one rattles down. Sam Herman with 14, 54-46. Belliver, quick trigger three, around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Vogel kicks out to Tekin for three, yes. Jace Tekin with 17, his third triple of the quarter, and Hillsboro gets the timeout. 19.9 seconds to play, and all of a sudden it's a five-point game. 54-49. We'll come back to Hillsboro with the final 19.9 seconds following these messages on WSMI. Toppers not going quietly here tonight. A five-point Lincoln Wood lead. Lancers have missed some foul shots down the stretch and allowed Hillsboro to stay close. In it goes to Sidwell. Foul quickly given by Ethan Lentz. That's why he's in the ballgame, the young sophomore, to commit the fouls and send Lincoln Wood to the free throw line. 18.2 seconds to play. Cole Sidwell will be at the line for the double bonus. Sidwell's 4 of 4 tonight. Lancers pull everybody off the foul line. A 5-point lead for Lincoln Wood. 18.2 to play. Free throw good. A bunch of free throws here in the quarter for Lincoln Wood. 55-49. Toss. Good. Got them both. Huge free throws from Cole Sidwell. 56-49. Smale rises up. Long two. Missed it. Rebound to Herman. Ripped away by Matouche. Gavin muscles it up and draws the foul with 8.1 to play. Toppers have given it a go here late. Finally started knocking down some perimeter shots. Jace Tekins hit three triples in the quarter. Hillsboro, though, is going to run out of time. Sam Herman just fouled out of the ballgame for Lincoln Wood. He had a good game tonight, finishes with 14 points. 5 of 6 from the foul line here in the fourth quarter. Matouche, free throw, good. Gavin with the dozen. When if you're Hillsboro, you almost think about missing this on purpose, try to get the rebound and kick out for a three. Matouche makes the toss. He has a Baker's dozen, 56-51. They get it into the Lancers to Goble. The foul's not committed. Goble got past him, and now Goble is fouled as Lentz and Tekin were both chasing after him. Just 4.7 seconds to play. Matt Milberg motions for all his kids to get off the line, get out of the lane. Drake Vogel in. Tekin has fouled out for Hillsboro. He finishes with 17 points tonight. Hillsborough still going to be in search of that first win of the year. They will be hosting Roxana on Friday before they play New Berlin in the T-Tote Shootout on Saturday. This is Lincoln Woods' last game before the T-Tote Shootout. They will take on Litchfield on Saturday, of course. The Lincoln Wood Lancers hosting the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer this year. Free throw for Goble is short. Stay tuned. More basketball for you tonight. Carlinville at North Mac. That broadcast up next here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. 5-point lead for the Lancers. Just 4.7 seconds to play. Goble's free throw is no good. Rebound down to the Toppers with two. Here's Bellever. He gets the shot off at the horn. Nope. And the Lincoln Wood Lancers come into Hillsborough and knock off the Toppers. 56-51 the final. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Quite the fourth quarter here tonight. Lincoln Wood wins at 56-51. We were tied at 31 after three. Sam Herman got a bucket at the third quarter buzzer to tie it at 31. And then the Lancers outscored the Toppers 25-20 in the fourth quarter. Lincoln Wood basically took up rent at the foul line in the fourth quarter. 17 of 25 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 23 of 35 for the game were the Lancers. And really, their foul shooting in the fourth quarter was the difference. They missed some late to kind of let Hillsborough hang around a little bit longer. But at one point, they were 10 for 10 in the fourth quarter. 17 of 25 they wind up at the foul line in the fourth quarter. Scoring-wise for the Lancers, 16 for Evan Hopper, 14 for Sam Herman, a dozen for Sean Goble, 6 for Cole Sidwell, 5 for Will Jenkins, and 3 for Devin Brown. Unofficially, I had the Lancers for 19 turnovers with the win. They improved to 3-4 on the year. For Hillsborough, they were led tonight in scoring by Jace Teak, and he finishes with 17, 6 for Dylan Smale, 13 points for Gavin Matouche, 6 points for Nick Andre, 5 points for Brock Bellever, and 4 points for Drake Vogel. I had the Toppers for 16 turnovers in the ballgame tonight. And let's see, they hit 3 threes in that fourth quarter to really help keep it interesting. 5 triples for the game for the Toppers here tonight with the loss. Hillsborough falls to 0-6. Fun ball game here tonight between Lincoln Wood and Hillsborough. We want to thank, of course, all the wonderful people at Hillsborough High School, Athletic Director Aaron Deneve and his entire crew of folks for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. The final one more time here from Hillsborough. Lincoln Wood beats the Hilltoppers 56-51. Stay tuned. Game two of our doubleheader coming up. Gary Boker has the call of Carlinville at North Mac comes your way next here on FM 106. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville. That is going to wrap it here from Hillsborough. Lancers win it 56-51. I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Toppertown.